Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
Thursday night was not a good night for Alabama State football. First, the Hornets ran into a buzzsaw in the form of the Braves of Alcorn State 24-10. Then by Friday, head coach Brian Jenkins was relieved of his coaching duties. First, let's talk about the game in which one bright spot for ASU was they scored more than 7 points for the first time this season. But after that, it was all Alcorn State. Coach Fred McNair's Braves, currently ranked 9th on our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll, were led by quarterback Lenoris Footman and running back DeLance Turner, who both rushed for over 100 yards. Turner ran for 169, and Footman, the Alcorn State field general, ran for 122. And he also put the ball in the air for an additional 160 yards while finishing with 3 TDs, one by air and 2 by land. Now, if you'll remember last week before the game, I talked to you about Lenoris being one of my Fab Five QBs, performing at a high level this early in the season, and now you see why. Footman and the purple and gold did all of their damage in the first half, and they left the second half to the defense, which was led by LaShawn Ely, Alvin Wilson, and Terry Wintington. All three of those players had 5 tackles apiece. Friday night set the stage for a good clash in the MEAC, the Mideastern Athletic Conference, as South Carolina State hosted Morgan State. But before I talk about that, getting back to Alabama State's coaching woes, the Hornets now are 0-5 on the season, and athletic director Jennifer Lynn Williams and ASU president Dr. Quentin T. Ross decided enough was enough, so they let Coach Jenkins go. Well, Donald Hill Illy will take over as interim head coach. He is the one-time coach at Morgan State some time back, and he spent last season as a receivers coach at Norfolk State before moving to Montgomery, and now he's faced with the task of helping Alabama State get their first win of the season. But back to Friday night. The Bulldogs beat the Bears of Morgan State 35-14 in a game which featured a block punt, an interception, a blocked field goal, a fumble, and 2 safeties, and all of that was just in the third quarter. Neither team is ranked in our top 10 poll at this time, but the win helps SCSU improve to 2-3, and the loss drops Morgan State to 0-5. Did you know that Morgan State has a 6'7" tall quarterback who weighs in at 250 pounds? His name's Elijah Staley, and he transferred into Baltimore from Mississippi State by way of Tyler Junior College in Texas. Friday night, Staley put the ball up 40 times, but he only connected with his receivers 16 times, and he was intercepted 3 times. He finished the night with only 156 yards passing, and as far as the Bears' ground game was concerned, it has great potential in running backs like Herb Walker Jr., DeAndre Harris, and Eric Carrell. The potential was not fulfilled, as South Carolina State's Trey Samuel outrushed all 3 Morgan State Bears. Samuel gobbled up 169 yards compared to the combined 100 yards racked up by the Bears I mentioned. Did I mention Samuel took the ball to the house 3 times? Well, this game was close up to the final quarter, and that's when Coach Buddy Pough's Bulldogs put the vice grip on the Bears, scoring 21 points to wrap it up. Saturday was an amazing day, especially if you were on the East Coast and got to see the Howard Bison host the defending MEAC champion North Carolina Central Eagles, who protected their now 18-game winning streak in conference with a 13-7 win. This game between 2 teams ranked in our Urban Media Today Black College Football poll saw the second-ranked Eagles overcome a 7-6 halftime deficit to score the eventual game-winning touchdown over the 6th-ranked Bison halfway through the third quarter. That's when North Carolina Central head coach Jerry Mack's defense turned it up a notch, as safety Devonta Reynolds snagged a deflected Kalen Newton pass from the Eagles' 35-yard line, and he returned it to the 30-yard line of the Bison. 2 plays later, Coach Mack's offense finished the job as freshman quarterback Chauncey Caldwell found Jason Murphy on a 30-yard TD pass. A quick footnote in this game was Kalen Newton. Yes, he's the younger brother of Carolina Panthers quarterback Cam Newton. Newton connected on 19 of 30 passes for 328 yards and a touchdown, but unfortunately he was intercepted 2 times and Howard suffered his first conference loss of the season. Speaking of top 10 action, the rich continue to get richer as the top-ranked Grambling State Tigers rolled past the Prairie View A&M Panthers 34-21 in the 94th annual Southwest Airlines State Fair Classic in Dallas. It was held in the Cotton Bowl. Coach Broderick Fobb's G-men wasted no time putting this game away, scoring 21 points in the second quarter and going into the half with a commanding 31-7 lead. QB Devontae Kincaid and running back Martez Carter led the offensive attack. Kincaid passed for 265 yards and 3 TDs, while Carter ran for 129 yards, and he scored another touchdown. With the win, the Tigers improved to 5-1 on the season. Their only loss came to Tulane. Moving back to the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, third-ranked North Carolina A&T remained undefeated after Coach Rod Broway's Aggies chewed up the Hornets of Delaware State 44-3, putting an exclamation point on what is known as the greatest homecoming on earth. Once again, let me take you back to last week when I featured Aggies quarterback Lamar Raynard as one of my Fab Five QBs. Well, Lamar was true to form as he passed for a career-best 324 yards and three touchdowns. El-Ray is now the first player in North Carolina A&T history to pass for two 300-yard games in the same season. Speaking of career days, sophomore wideout Elijah Bell was the beneficiary of Raynard's performance as he hauled in 9 receptions for 178 yards. And I can't leave out running back Markell Cartwright, who ran the ball 19 times for 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. Coach Broadway's Aggies are now 6-0, and as Coach puts it, they're chasing excellence. Another team that's 6-0 is 4th-ranked Bowie State. Coach Damon Wilson has his black and gold looking like juggernauts as the offensive attack is led by quarterback Amir Showtime Hall, and they beat Chawan 41-10. Showtime, who I also featured in my Fab 5 QBs last week, put the ball in the air 35 times, completed 26 of those tosses for 346 yards and 3 touchdowns without being intercepted. Amir also ran the ball 11 times for 93 yards and another TD. Talk about a dual threat. I also have to shine a light on Brandon Britton, who caught 12 of Hall's passes and finished the day with 175 yards and 2 touchdowns. Staying in the CIAA, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the Virginia State Trojans continue their perfect season, plundering the ship of the Elizabeth City State Vikings 56-0. Trojans QB Cordarrelle Cook passed for 269 yards and 3 TDs, while running back Trenton Cannon rushed for 101 yards and another TD. This week is huge for Coach Reggie Barlow and his Trojans. It's homecoming weekend in Petersburg, Virginia. And guess who's coming to dinner? Yes, that's right. Amir Showtime Hall and the Bowie State Bulldogs. So get your tickets now because there will be an offensive explosion when those two undefeated teams of gladiators meet on the gridiron Saturday. Meanwhile, 7th-ranked Tennessee State rebounded with a vengeance from their double overtime loss by chomping down on Eastern Kentucky 45-21. The 8th-ranked Panthers of Clark Atlanta were outclawed by the Wildcats of Fort Valley State 41-24. And the 10th-ranked Albany State Golden Rams picked up a big win, beating the Blue Tigers of Lincoln, Missouri 30-10. There may be some movement in this week's Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll as the Lions of Langston continue to roar and gobble up their opponents to remain unbeaten. Coach Quentin Morgan's Orange and Blue, who play in the NAIA Central States Football League, ruined the homecoming of the SIAC's Lane Dragons 27-21. Milton Harper led the LU attack pass for 116 yards and a TD. And it was a good week for the only HBCU in Oklahoma, as earlier it was announced that Langston alum and former Dallas Cowboy linebacker Thomas Hollywood Henderson was named as a finalist for the Black College Football Hall of Fame's class of 2018. Congrats, Hollywood. Other notable games that took place this weekend, Southern beat Alabama A&M 35-14. Miles topped Central State 41-20. West Virginia State flew past Kentucky State 35-23. Norfolk State picked up a big win over Florida A&M 35-28, while Hampton slipped past Savannah State 17-10. Tuskegee outlasted Morehouse 23-17, and Mississippi Valley State picked up its first win of the season, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff 38-31. And the Texas College Steer, who like Langston play in the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, also picked up their first win of the season 21-11 over Texas Wesleyan. With the win, the Steer ended a 15-game losing streak, picking up their first win since November 17th of 2015. That's right, 2 years ago. But the celebration may not last long, as Texas College will face undefeated Langston this weekend. That's a wrap for me. Make sure you check out this week's updated Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll. And you know what? I think we just scored another touchdown.
That's Timeout Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.